Welcome to Being Multidimensional with Ron Navar. Welcome to episode one of Being Multidimensional. I'm your host, Ron Navar. I'd like to start this podcast with an invocation to spirit. I encourage you to soften, smile, breathe, and receive the energy of your highest soul self to become embodied in light and resonance, in frequency and presence, in the present moment, the eternal now. And so we come to you. I'm going to start with a few questions from my dear friend, Kwakea, who asks, what does multidimensional mean to you, and how did you first come to experience it in your life? Well, being multidimensional is something that is natural to every human being. We are all multidimensional in that we exist, we function, we experience, we operate and perform in many dimensions simultaneously, moment to moment. Our society doesn't really encourage that model. Our society likes to flatten our multidimensionality down as compressed as it can be to sort of say to each person, you are a title, you are a name, you are your profession, you are your race or your gender. And it really does not afford the full experience of being a multidimensional human being. So if you think about your physical body as a dimension of experience, and you have physical sensations, you have each sense of sight, of smell, touch, sound, and all of those can be viewed as a dimensional experience. If we focus just on the sense of sight, or the sense of smell, and exclude all the other senses, we could say, well, I'm only existing and experiencing in one dimension. And then you shift your attention to another sense, and you can say, well, now I'm only existing in this dimension. But you can also be inclusive. You can be aware of what you are seeing, what you are smelling, what you are hearing, feeling, and sensing all at once. And that in itself is a multidimensional experience. We can go further, and we say within the physical body and the five physical senses, we can include the mental body, the emotional body, the body of awareness, of inspiration, of creativity, the body of intention. Now we are expanding. We're becoming even more dimensional. And we all, as I say, exist in this fashion all the time, moment to moment, breath to breath. We're just not looking at it in the context of being more than just what we're focusing on in the present moment. So that's my basic definition of being multidimensional. For me personally, it's about being aware and conscious of my soul being, my higher consciousness that is embodied in this physical dimension. So I'm very much aware of being in the three dimensional space and time, but I'm also very much aware of a connection to a higher dimensional or finer dimensional experience in terms of connecting to, receiving, and transmitting energy, frequency, information from many dimensions. I often think of musicians who hear music in their head, and then they take whatever instrument they perform with and begin to communicate that higher dimensional perception through the three-dimensional tool that they are using. When I first came to experience my multidimensionality, I think it was as a child, in which I was very sensitive and empathic and highly reactive to my environment. So as a child, I was very much aware of the feelings and intentions of everyone around me. And we could say that that was an expansion of my consciousness to include not just my personal experience, but the experience of everyone in my environment. And it would go so far as to pick up on the fluid dynamic of changing emotional presence, of intention, of even thought. There were times when I could perceive the thoughts of those around me, but I interpreted them as being my thoughts, which can be very confusing to a child who's picking up on adult themes. So that was probably my first experience or recognition of being more than just my little child self. There are other ways to describe the experience of multidimensionality. As I grew older, I became interested in the martial arts. I became interested in theater and dance and choreography and Eastern spiritual traditions and practices. And as I began to explore and expand, my sense of self grew in all these different areas that I would describe as dimensions of experience or reflections of myself. By the time I was in my 20s, I was living a multidimensional lifestyle in that I was performing as an actor, dancer, singer on Broadway. I was teaching dance and self-defense classes. I was choreographing nightclub shows and industrials. I was studying Tai Chi, Qigong, Chinese medicine. These were all aspects of my multidimensional being. And probably the hardest question for me, like if I met somebody and they'd say, "So, what do you do?" And I would rattle off this long list of all these things that I was doing, and they would look at me like I had three heads, because society did not support a lifestyle that was so varied and assorted. Society wanted to flatten me down into a single label. And I could say, well, I'm a teacher. Or I would say, I'm an actor, or I am a massage therapist. These do not define me. They are just aspects of my being in which I would discover myself, experience myself. So being multidimensional has a lot of different dimensions and aspects to it. Often I would describe it to a person as being having multiple identities. And we could say these are the roles that we have designed and created for ourselves throughout our lives. And initially, if I ask a person, well, how many identities can you describe or write down? They usually start with one or two. Well, I'm a lawyer and I play music. If I ask them to go further, they'll realize, well, I'm also a father, I'm a husband, I'm a brother, a sister, a son or daughter. I am more than just that initial label that I like to pull out like a calling card. And even within that, we have all these other dimensions of identities that we have created throughout our lives. And we could even say that every job or every class that we took, we created a dimension in which to experience ourselves through that. But we don't look at it that way. And I'm going to encourage you to begin to look at yourself from a multifaceted point of view. You are not just your name, your race, your religion, or your political affiliation. You are all of that, but you are much, much more. And this is what this podcast is about, exploring all the dimensions, all the levels and facets of being now in this very exciting and crazy time of change, of transformation, of creativity and opportunity. So the next question is, you speak about light, frequency, and energy transmission. How do these show up in everyday life? And how can someone begin to sense them? My experience of myself has transformed greatly over time. At my current age, in my mid-60s, I have discovered more dimension within myself than I ever thought was possible. And the way that I can describe that is that I am aware of the dimension of light, the dimension of frequency, of resonance, vibration, inspiration, the mental field, the emotional field. And over the past few years, my goal has been to align and integrate all of these different aspects of being into a cohesive package, so to speak. It shows up every day for me in my waking moments. I'm having a relationship, a conversation with my higher soul self, in which I am constantly asking questions. Well, what do I need right now? How can I be of service now? What would best serve my health in terms of choosing what to eat? I have that relationship and conversation with myself, and I have learned over the past 2 years how to listen and receive a response when I ask that question of myself. And that response can come as a thought or a feeling or a sensation or an image or a vibration of knowing within my body and being. The challenge has been learning how to trust it, how to ask those questions of myself, of my higher self, and of my team of guardians and angels and spirits and elementals that I have become acquainted with over the past few years, and learn how to access that at any moment. And I guess it comes up most often when I am uncertain about what is happening and what to do or how to move forward. And I have learned to just pause, be still, plant myself like a tree, soften, smile, breathe, tune in into a sense of alignment with all the parts and pieces of myself and with the earth itself, and then open my heart and my mind to be receptive so that I can ask a question to the divine field of consciousness and receive a response. This is also happening in my dream state. I began recording my dreams many years ago. And initially, I was looking at my dreams as an interpretation of the day's events or an opportunity to express certain feelings that I might not feel safe doing in my waking hours. But I learned that it was much more than that. Eventually, I learned that I had access to another community, a non-physical community of teachers, of guides, and friends who would introduce me to other dimensions, many of which I had created for myself and some of which that I discovered outside of myself. And so my relationship with higher self and guidance began to expand both in my waking day and in my active night. Sometimes before I go to sleep, I will pose a question. What do I need to know about this particular situation? Or how can I be of service tomorrow upon awakening? And then I just let it go. And I hold that, I breathe it, I feel it, and then I go to sleep. And often in my dream state, I receive guidance. I receive answers. Not all of them make sense to my rational mind, by the way. Sometimes it's a felt experience that when I wake up and I ask myself, what is this feeling? What did I just experience? What is that connected to? Or what might that be trying to tell me or represent? Now I have a practice of inquiry based upon my experience in what we would describe as the astral plane, the non-physical plane. And if you think about when you are dreaming and you are aware that you are dreaming, you might also become aware that you can create any context, environment, or situation instantly in the dream state. And this is a practice of conscious dreaming. But you don't have to be conscious to realize that you are not experiencing through the three-dimensional body in the sleep state. You are experiencing through another dimensional body, this astral body, this mental body. And it is just as real in my experience and in my opinion as my waking state. So it's a long way to answer a simple question, but it shows up for me now more and more as I have dedicated myself to living in the acknowledgement of my full being as a multidimensional human being that exists on multiple planes and dimensions all at once. And it really, navigating this is just one of having a clear sense of focus and intention. Just as I described, if you focus just on the sense of hearing, if you focus on it so intensely, you will block out the other senses. You won't become as aware. You can expand it so that you can include hearing with sight and smell and touch and taste. That is a product of awareness. Focus, awareness, and intention. If you intend to experience more of your dimensionality, such as through the physical body, you do, and it's quite effortless. We all do it. We do it all the time. We're aware of the temperature of the room, what we're seeing, how it smells, what the environment feels like. That is very much a multidimensional experience. Because we do it naturally and effortlessly, we don't really look at it that way. We just say, yeah, I'm just here and reacting to whatever's happening. So just having a model of being multidimensional and beginning to intentionally explore it by saying to self, well, I want to go into my emotional body and scan through my physical body and see what's present there and what I discover and what I feel. And that can be the beginning of a practice of exploration and discovery. So if I feel what feels like tension in my lower back and I breathe into it, I ask myself what is present there within the vessel of my physical body. I might describe it initially as physical tension. But if I continue to breathe and open and observe without judgment or without any expectation, I may become aware of an emotional correspondence, an emotional feeling. It could be sadness or grief or excitement. This is now looking at self, going inward and looking at self in a more expansive point of view. It is never just physical. What you experience is never just emotional or psychological. It is all combined. It is all happening simultaneously. And it is possible to pull back your awareness and expand it so that you are aware of more than one or two or three or more dimensions of experience simultaneously. Now, this can be confusing or challenging to the rational intellect. And the rational intellect likes to flatten things down into easily discernible and digestible experiences. To say, this is what I think, because that is the realm of the mental dimension. But I can say, I think and I feel and I sense and I know all at once and breathe. And breathing is the key practice and function that harmonizes all of these dimensional aspects of perception and experience. It's all tied into the breath. So as I soften, smile, breathe, and observe, soften, smile, breathe, and listen, soften, smile, breathe, and allow and sense, I start to perceive just being in the present in a very expansive fashion. I like to describe it kind of like being in an orchestra. You are an instrument in an orchestra. You have your particular instrument that you're playing. Let's say it's a violin. And that violin is very expressive and can express itself through the entire catalog of notes and chords and composition. Within that orchestra, you are also aware of and playing with many other instruments, such as an oboe or a piano or a harp, all unique, all different, but they all come together with the intention of creating music, of describing the expression of some composition that an artist wrote. This is a multidimensional experience. You're having your personal expression in context of the rest of the orchestra, the rest of the players, all happening simultaneously. And as you are playing your part, you are also aware of everyone playing their part. And it's effortless. All you need to do is listen. Just open and expand to include what is present in your environment at that time, whether you're sitting in an orchestra or sitting in the room by yourself. You can open and expand your awareness through all of your multidimensionality, all of your senses, and just listen, observe, feel, and sense what is present. This is a meditative practice of observation through not just the intellect, but through the body, the physical body, the mental body, the emotional body, going on into the inspirational body, the creative body, the intuitive body. It is possible to be aware of being, perceiving as a fluid stream of awareness, a fluid stream of consciousness that is ever expanding to include another level or another dimension of experience in the present space and time, the now, the eternal now. Having described that, I want to just talk for a moment about time shifting, past, present, future. We have a concept of time as linear. And when we go into our memory, we are in the past. When we go into our expectation, we are moving into the future. And our society has conditioned us to live like this swinging pendulum from future to past, back and forth, constantly checking out the polar extremes. And this is a survival instinct and survival training. I'm going to project what might happen in the future so I can prepare for it. And as part of that process, I'm going to go into my past and look at any threatening experiences I might have had then so that I can use that experience and information to prepare for what may or may not happen in the near or distant future. This is how most people live. But yet we hear about the spiritual practice of being present, the power of now, and what that experience entails. It's a rare experience for most people to be fully grounded and centered into the present space time, now. For more than a few breaths, or for more than a few moments at a time. We are so conditioned to bounce away from the present space-time, either into the past or into the future, that we only really spend microseconds in the present. And this is something that has been exacerbated by our technology, our phones, the internet. We have a constant source of distraction, of discovery, of exploration, depends on how you want to use it. I had a conversation with my son who asked about boredom and why it was so difficult to just be present, because the feeling of boredom would begin to expand. How do you perceive that feeling? What is that? The way that I described it was, when you begin to feel bored, you are no longer distracting yourself. You're no longer swinging the pendulum. You are letting it rest in the center. And now you are starting to become more aware of what is present now, what is present in your physical body, your emotional body, your mental body. And when we anchor and align into the present space-time, often we feel overwhelmed by what is present. The energy, the feeling, the thoughts, the memories become so intense that we want to escape it. And so we pick up the phone and go to our social media, or we distract ourselves in other ways by projecting into the future. Well, let me think about what I have to do tomorrow, or let me focus on what happened last week. So coming back to that center point of being in alignment with self in the present space time, I look at this as a dimension. It's the dimension of the present. There is the dimension of the past, and there is a dimension of the future as well. And there are countless, limitless dimensions that we have all created that we call timelines. And these are scenarios that we imagined and then begin to invest in emotionally and psychologically that might eventually become reality. We have the ability to create those timelines effortlessly. And we do it all the time, and we're not always aware that we're doing it. We've created all these timelines, and we will go visit them like tuning into a cable channel. Here's the timeline I created about my dream of working on Broadway. Here's my timeline about the narrative that I created around my old relationship, and so forth and so on. And we can get distracted and lost in those timelines the same way we can with our social media and our technology. The issue is one of developing tolerance and endurance of being present, of dropping into the alignment of the present moment through your breath, your center, your ground, and your current space, the four connections: breath, center, ground, and space. And now I'm going to stay here and just breathe and observe and feel. And if it feels like it's getting really intense, I recognize that I am holding, I am containing, I am in resistance to some degree to what I am feeling and experiencing. And if I continue to hold and resist, it will grow and become more intense to the point of overwhelm. And that can happen very quickly. And so when I begin to sense or feel that it's getting to be a little too much, that is my signal to practice channeling, of becoming a fluid channel, through breath, through movement, through sound, and intention. The simplest way that I have discovered is to imagine that I'm standing under a waterfall of gravity, of energy, of light and frequency. And I open my body almost like a transparent container that allows this flow to stream right through my body and out my feet and into the ground with every breath I take. Soften, smile, breathe, receive and exhale, channel and direct it out of your body and into the ground. Imagine yourself as a fluid, multi-frequential, multi-dimensional being without trying to define it rigidly, without trying to flatten it to a label or a title. Just be fluid. I have the image of a tree, and even though the trees look like not much is going on, they are receiving a constant stream of magnetic and cosmic energies from the earth and from the sky and the sun and the stars, and they are converting it into a fluid stream of energy that expands downward into the earth as roots, upward as branches toward the sky, and is expressed as oxygen coming out of the leaves and the bark. It is not static. It is very much fluid, yet grounded and centered. And the tree is the image that we associate with grounding practices like Qigong, Tai Chi, some yoga practices. These all represent the intention to become grounded, centered, and aligned, and fluid. And your fluidity is governed by your breathing. Soften, smile, breathe again and again and again. And eventually, your mental body, your intellect, begins to lose its iron grip on holding the idea of who you think you're supposed to be. And you just let it go and let it flow right down into the ground with everything else, with whatever you're feeling, whatever you're seeing in your mind's eye, any sensations that come up, let them flow down and out into the ground until you just become fluid awareness. Fluid awareness. And that state is the beginning of discovering your true self as a multidimensional human being. It is in that fluid state that you begin to listen, to perceive, to feel all of this multidimensional stream, many streams. It's like the orchestra playing. There are many instruments playing at different frequencies all at once. That is who we are. And the exploration of that is one of the great spiritual practices. And for my experience right now, an essential practice. Choosing to be multidimensional and fluid and expansive means letting go of any rigid sense of identity that holds you in limitation. And I say this because at this time on our planet, we are experiencing rapid, unprecedented change. Everything is in motion. Everything is changing. Many of the systems that we are accustomed to, politically, religiously, socially, economically, are changing, and some of them are breaking down because they've reached their end point of usefulness. And this allows an opportunity, a space to create the next version of what we choose to be. As individuals, in community, as a society, as a global human race. In order to do that, we have to let go of who and what we think we are and of what we have been told we are. I've discovered more about myself just by choosing to go inward, to sense and feel and ask of myself and of my community of unity and light that resides within me. I've learned more about myself in that fashion than I have through any system that I have grown up with. And in the process, I have transformed. I have had many healings. of identity, of trauma, of my past narratives. I have detached and let go of what society has trained us to believe of who we are supposed to be and how we are supposed to live. I have entered a dimension of creativity, of ownership, of sovereignty, in which I am now deciding who I am, and who I am changes throughout the day. I am many things. I am many versions and many identities, and they are all beautiful and interesting and can be used to create and explore all these different facets of reality and relationship. I stopped trying to define myself as a three-dimensional being many, many years ago, because it just didn't work for me. The more I tried to limit myself, the more I felt like I wasn't true to myself. I wasn't really living fully. Having said that, understand that this is the process of shifting in resonance, in frequency, and in presence. It is an opportunity to discover all of who you are, which I have to say, for me personally, I don't think I'm ever going to reach an end point and say, I know all of who I am, because I am becoming as you are becoming. We are all becoming moment to moment, breath to breath. So I'm going to leave you with one simple practice, and this is one that I was given many years ago, and that is, upon waking in the morning, sit up on the edge of your bed, take a few conscious breaths, align yourself with the force of gravity through the center of your spine, feel your feet firmly on the floor, and then ask the question, who am I today? Who am I today? Do not look for an answer in that moment. Instead, realize that you will discover who you are today and allow yourself that experience. At the end of the day, you can look back and say, ah, that's who I was today. And who I was today was different than who I was yesterday and the day before. This is the truth. We are not the same today as we were yesterday. I'm not the same right now than I was 2 hours ago. If I choose to acknowledge, accept, and allow that truth, I will always be in a state of gentle curiosity, discovery, exploration, and creativity, because I know that I am giving myself the gift of being present, fluid, expansive, and multidimensional.